Okay, Sunday morning, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Lamed of Tavshin Pei Aleph. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we're back. Mrs. Goldman, what is the matzah like in Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis Corona right now? We don't hear you, Mrs. You're muted, Mrs. Goldman. You're muted.
Okay, I'm here.
Yes, what's the matzah like?
We're wearing masks in stores indoors, and there's a question about when schools will open, and they reinstated the green pass, and some people quarantine when they come back. It's slowly progressing to more serious.
We should all be zeicha tatzlacha rabba, and it should not progress anywhere.
Okay.
I'd like you to please open up your chumashim to Parshas Re'eh. There's a Rashi here in Parshas Re'eh. Rashi says something here which is extremely, extremely relevant. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis. This Pasuk is a Pasuk which is a cause for a great turn of Machlokes in Tavshin Pei Aleph. The Pasuk says, we must destroy all the places of worship of Avodah Zarah. Asher atem yorshim oisom es Eloheihem. Halahor ha-barobim ha-gavol satachas kolei tzradnon. Rishloim is Zalman Obach, Zeichat Tzadik Lebrocha, Paskins Alocha, Kenegin Ramesha Feinstein, Zeichat Tzadik Lebrocha. They have a machloikis, you have to tear kriya on the old city. You see the old city of Yerushalayim, you have to tear kriya. The minig is not to tear kriya. Rav Shlomo Zalman, who never left Eretz Yisrael a day in his life, one of the only Gedolei Yisrael who was born in Eretz Yisrael, died in Eretz Yisrael, never left Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shlomo Zalman paskin, you have to tear kriya in the old city. Why do you have to tear kriya in the old city? Although the old city is presently under Jewish control, you still have to tear kriya in the old city. Why? Because it's... there's something that takes place in the old city on a daily basis, 24/7, which is against this pasuk that we just read in the Torah. The Torah says, "Abei ta'abdun, you shall destroy houses of worship." We do not destroy the house of worship. Not only do we destroy the house of worship, we have young Jewish soldiers who are maisa nefesh to protect these houses of worship. So why don't we destroy these houses of worship? What's the answer? The answer is because we can't. We can't. We destroyed these houses of worship. It'd be World War III, Rachman al Assad. Including that which is on top of the Makam HaMikdash. So because of that, says Rosh Hashanah and Obach, that's a signal to a state of Avelus and Golus, and therefore you have to tear Kriya not only when you see the Kaisel, which everybody holds, you have to tear Kriya when you see the Kaisel for the first time in 30 days. When you see the old city again, we do not do it, but Rosh Hashanah said that you should do it. Gantzatumum. So Rashi, Abeit Abdun, Mikan, says Rashi, what's this double lotion? Abeit to Abdun. Abeit v'achakacht Abdun. Mikan lo'oikir, but it's galilim shetzorach l'sharesh achareho. L'sharesh achareho. You know what that means, l'sharesh achareho, Rabbi Say? It means it's not enough to raise R-A-Z-E, raise the building. Besides raising the building, you have to uproot it under the ground, rip out the foundations. Could you please explain to me why? If you raise the building, R-A-Z-E, why do you have to be lo'oikir al-gabo she'tzorach le'sharei shacharel? What do you need le'sharei shacharel for? Why is it enough lo'oikir? What's le'sharei shacharel? That is the kasha that is asked in this Rashi by Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, among others. So I wanted to say, I'm not sure, that when the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they also, besides raising the building, they also did this act of the Shorei Shacharel to get rid of the foundations as well. I'm not sure if that's true. I know it's a Sion B'Chodesh. They plowed it. But I don't know about uprooting it like this. But anyway, at least Satan Rashi's. What is this for? What do you have to uproot it for? It's Rashi's kasha. I mean, this is the kasha they ask on Rashi. I'd like to say something. It's very important to know what we are doing and why we are doing it. And I'll try to show you what I mean. There's also a very big tumult here. Very big tumult. If you have a chumash in front of you at the end of Parshas Kedoshim in Chof Chavov 2026, V'yavdil eschem min ha'amim liyos li. Rashi says, in the middle of this Rashi, Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah Oimer, Minayin. Last time I said Shir in this Rashi, I think could have been 18 years ago. So it looks like in my notes. I can't eat chazer, it's disgusting. When I grew up, that's the way people talk. It's disgusting to eat that. It's disgusting. I can't wear kalayim. No, you should not say that. Why not? You should say, forget. It tastes pretty good. I wish I could eat at McDonald's. What should I do? My father in heaven made exera. Don't do it because I said so. Don't do it because it's disgusting. Those people are old enough to remember, and I know we've been talking about it for a long time. I don't want you to think that's the only thing I ever talk about, but I want you to remember this. When I grew up, the language of the time was tattoos. They're disgusting. I put a tattoo, it's disgusting. Disgusting, tattoos are disgusting. People who lead a lifestyle vis-a-vis marriage, which is against the Torah. When I grew up, people said, it's disgusting. Who wants to do such a thing? It's disgusting. That's not the right attitude, says Rashi. So Rashi, it's not the right attitude. You know why it's not the right attitude? Because of the mindset, it's another chazal. There's another chazal. It's a pelting of chazal. As a matter of fact, there's a machloikis. Rashi brings it down in this week's parsha. If you look now in Yud Beis, Pasik Chav Dalet, 1224, 1225, Chav Hei. It says in the Torah, Kedoshah Lois Teichlenu, don't eat dam. Don't eat blood. So Rashi. Say all the ma'amad z'chor and shal mitzvahs, and ma'adam sh'nashalim kotza b'imenu. Dam, which is something that people, b'derech klal, don't like, it's disgusting. And if somebody is poirish from it, zoicha loyal abadav acharav, he is zoicha, and his children afterwards are zoicha. Listen to me for a second. Look, Rashi says, if you're going to eat the dam, you're going to say, dam, which in nashalom is kotsa mimenu apoirish, if you separate from yourself, you don't eat dam, it's a schus for you and your children in the future generations. Ay, 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 ay. Kavachem, the gezel, Rashi, nashalom, to stop of it. You should not say, I'm not eating blood because it's disgusting. So why aren't you eating blood? I'm not eating blood because Hashem said so. Well, what's the difference? I don't eat it anyways. I want to tell you the difference, Rabbi Say. It's a pachad. It's frightening. You know what happens when a person says, I'm not going to eat blood because it's disgusting. I'm not going to have a tattoo because it's disgusting. I'm not going to eat chazir because it's disgusting. What happens when it's not so disgusting anymore? What happens when it's not so disgusting anymore? What happens? What happens when it's not so disgusting? When it's not so disgusting, you change your mind. Ay, 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 ay. When it's not so disgusting, you change your mind. I'm sorry for the nigger here, but it's Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's Rosh Chodesh Elul. What happens is you lose your defense mechanism, and it's not so disgusting anymore. Somebody told me yesterday, a lawyer from lawyer Yerei Shemayim, who's coming from Torah, and he told me, you don't know how penetrating this thought is to me. Because in my office all day long, in my head all day long, it's no longer disgusting. It's not disgusting. It's an alternative lifestyle. Another way to live. You don't do it. Oh. So if the only reason you don't do it is because it's disgusting, so what happens when it's not so disgusting? Rahman al-Islam, you don't want to say what happens. Ay, 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 ay. We don't want to say what happens. You don't want to say what happens. We don't want to say what happens. It's scary. It's scary. It's a pachad. It's scary and it's a pachad. Zok the Torah Kedoshah, the reason why we don't do things is not because they're disgusting, or not because they're not in style, or not because they don't like it. We don't do things because Hashem said not to do it. Because if we end up using the reasons not to do it because of our own feelings, and when those feelings change, we're going to lose our mechanism not to do it. Zok Rashi. Abe to Abdun. It's not enough to raise the building, R-A-Z-E, and leave the foundation, because then it's easy to get back to it. Not so bad. Not to knock out the foundation. Not so bad. Not so bad. If you want to have hatzlacha with your children, if you want to have hatzlacha with your children, state on the pasuk, it's a Mishnah in Makkos, you want hatzlacha with your children, you do it because that's what Hashem said to do. And I want to go two sides now, one the opposite of the other. As I said yesterday in the Pirkei Avos, when my mother, Allah Shalom, was growing up as a young child in a town that had 100 Jewish families, my mother's family is the only family that has any from descendants from a family of 100 families in the town. It's a miracle. And my mother, Allah Shalom, used to say in her days when people ask questions, you got a smack. He said, that's not the right way to answer questions. We are maskim to all questions, and our answer to some questions are gzeira imel ufanai, veimrishus la'acharei, Hashem made a gzeira, and you can't think about it. Hashem didn't give us the ability to think about it. Gzeira ufanai, veimrishus la'acharei. Unbelievable. Gzeira ufanai, veimrishus la'acharei. That's an answer. God said we have to do it this way, and God said, I'm not giving you the ability to figure out why. But that's an act of Avodas Hashem. That's one side. Other side is that if you say, okay, I don't have to keep everything. I don't have to keep everything. And even if for one door it works, so to speak, it works that you may yourself keep some type of Yiddishkeit, but your kids, watered down hypocrisy does not go to the next generation. Got a phone call during Bein HaZmanim. I was away from a person who grew up from, I know her parents. They're from people. Shemesh Shabbos people, and she married a young man who was not frum, and he became frum, and he was Maisa Nefesh or frum guy. Then whatever happened to both of them, they gave it up, and their child, they called up to say their child's engaged to a goy. One generation, Zok the Torah Kedoshah, Zok Rashi, Zok the Mishnah and Makkos. Not only if you do it because it's the Rosh Hashanah Hashem and you're able to say, God said to do it, and even understand that God said to do it. It works for the next generation, says Rashi. Works for the next generation. Works for the next generation. That's when the things are disgusting. Don't say, I'm doing it because I'm not doing it because it's disgusting. No, I'm not doing it because God said so. Then there's another type of Aveira. There's an Aveira that's Geshmak. Geshmak. Gezel v'arayis. Rashi says for Gezel v'arayis. In our parasha here, we just read the Rashi. Rashi says for Gezel v'arayis in Yud Beis, Pasuk Chof Hei. It's something a person wants. If you stay away from that also, so the things that are disgusting. And then we have the things that are moderate. They're not disgusting and they're not geshmak. And then we have gezel v'arayis. Stay away from all of them because it's a rust in Hashem. You get tremendous schar. But there's one more thing. One more thing, which is an incredible thing. It's like incredible. Another Isser in the Torah. Another Isser in the Torah. Which is in Vayikra. Rashi brings this down also. It's in Vayikra. Happens to be by Bar Mitzvah Parsha. Vayereisam Elokecha in Parsha of Ribbis. Vishadaito Shalodom Nimsheches Achar HaRibbis. When it comes to Ribbis, you know what a person says? Why shouldn't I lend you money? And why should you not give me interest? My money was making me money. Now you want me to lend my money to you and I won't make any money. Why shouldn't I make money? I'm doing you a chesed. I'm lending you money. As I once heard a person, and I was in an office and I heard a person saying to the bank, please lend me $13 million, I'll give you 10%. And I realized how much a person needs money to make money. I'm involved in an incredibly difficult Ribbis Shiloh right now. How much people want to borrow money because without borrowing money they can't go weiter. So you have a case where it's disgusting. Don't say I'm not doing it because it's disgusting. I'm not doing it because Hashem says. Oh, okay. Then what happens when it's neutral? Don't do it because Hashem says. Then what happens when it's geshmak, yazal rayas? Don't do it because Hashem says. Then if you do all three of those things, you don't do all three of those things for the right reason, then when you come to something, we forget about geshmak. It's the opposite. It's illogical. I should give you my money and I should lose my interest. And you should use my money to make money, and I should lose my interest. Forget about it. Yereisa me'elo kecho, sit in the pasuk. Yereisa me'elo kecho, fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's koshil lifrei shemenu. A person's moira heter. Moira heter. Moira heter. If it says v'yereisa me'elo kecho, El, if we have a house, which the bottom line in the house is listening to God, listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the house we want. That's the house we need to build. And the time to do that is Elul, to tell our children, to tell ourselves. Not that it's disgusting. It's Hashem's Ratzin. Not that it's neutral. It's Hashem's Ratzin. Not that it's Geshmak. It's Hashem's Ratzin. And then, when it's really quote unquote hurts, you erase them, okay. And what's the bracha? The bracha is no guarantees in life, but the bracha is that Hashem then follows us. Hashem then follows us. I would speak a little longer today, but the first day, today's the first day of Elul, and I don't want to rationalize it. Really, I shouldn't be giving Shia, but I'm giving Shia because it came back. But I have to go somewhere else right now at 10 o'clock, so I'm wishing everybody Hatzlocha, Rabba, Ad Moed, and hopefully that next week, if we have to be here, and if everybody can't show up, and if we have to be online, that I will have it set up so we can start at 9:30 on time. Kol Tov, Rabbi Yisai, Hatzlocha, Rabba to everybody.